Hi everyone, it's John here. I've been reading again. The latest read is The Motorcycle Diaries, which is a road trip tale of Ernesto Che Guevara and his friend Alberto Granada across South America in the 1950s. I was attracted to this book because it's about Che Guevara, but it's fair to say that the attraction to all biographical material is the person themselves, and a secondary factor is the content or the period of the life that the book takes into account. Though if it had been called Two Argentines and a Motorbike, I doubt it would hold the same appeal. I like this book on a number of levels, not least of all because it gave me an insight and a level of information on a man that everybody's heard of and everybody can recognise, as long as you see his picture on a t-shirt, that is. The book itself is a fairly light read. Straightforward road trip through South America by Ernesto and Walter, and at a primary level it tells where they went, who they met, what they did, and has the smattering of amusing anecdotes that you would expect a standard fare from a travelogue novel. In addition, there's a whole host of facts that you can pick up about the man himself, so if you're planning on doing the Office David Brent Dostoevsky style routine at your place of work at any time soon, you can relay the fact that he was Argentinian, not Cuban. I already told you that one. He was a medical student specialising in the treatment of leprosy. That Che is a sort of South American nickname for anyone from Argentina, just like you may call someone from Scotland Jock if you choose to and you can get away with it. And when he was president of Cuba's National Bank, all the banknotes were signed Che, which I think is sort of uber cool. And he died in 1967, aged 39. He was shot by the Bolivian army, which I suppose is not so cool. But on another level, the book does give you an insight into how a young middle-class medical student can form early political opinions through a process of seeing poverty and social division firsthand on a journey. And it's at that level the book reminds me of Orwell's Road to Wigan Pier. In Guevara's case, the spectrum of divide goes from corrupt dictatorship to leper colony, and Orwell obviously worked on a narrower band from grinding poverty to democratically elected, but depending upon your opinion of history, incompetent government. The book is more succinct than Orwell's Odyssey in that it articulates Guevara's vision for social change in a manner that involves with the timeline of the journey. What it doesn't do is dwell or overemphasise the issue, which in my personal opinion Orwell did. Moreover, it's a much more descriptive narrative of the link between people, architecture, geography, landscape, history. Though in fairness, Guevara went to Bolivia and Peru, amongst other places, and Orwell skirted around Bolton and Preston, so he probably had a bit of an advantage there. Thereafter, if you look at the paths of both of them, Orwell went home and picked up a pen, Animal Farm 1984, and Guevara went home and picked up a gun, so there's quite a difference there as well. In the middle of the book, there's a small collection of photographs, which help bring some of the book's characters to life and also help to remind us that this is a story of a short period in the life of a real man who really did become a 20th century icon and really did change the world. Well, I suppose if you're Cuban, he changed it anyway. But far-reaching effects from the stuff he was involved in. I really did get a sense of a young man who wanted to make things better. So if you can put your political views aside, regardless of what he did, what he stood for, or regardless of where you just see him as the pin-up boy of the communist revolution, then you might enjoy the book. The book is not a literary masterpiece. Then again, principally it's a diary, so we shouldn't expect it to be so. But if you have an interest in politics, want to learn something about the history of South America, or have ever worn a t-shirt with a picture of Che on it, then it's worth a read. I enjoyed it. This is John, and as ever, I shall boo you later.